HarperCollins presents The Maverick Effect, the inside story of India's IT revolution. Written by Harish Mehta, read by P. Mathai Abraham. A note for listeners before we begin. Please don't forget to download the enhanced PDF containing supporting material for this title from your audiobook provider. To Shaila, for being my constant, for seeing the invisible, for inspiring me to go beyond what I thought was possible to do. Author's note. In his seminal work, Bhumya Veena, the iconic Gujarati poet Umashankar Joshi romanticizes the idea of wandering amidst nature without a guide and experiencing the ups and downs of life. I find the poem a strikingly accurate description of the journey of my life. For one, I am inspired by nature and seek lessons from the nature of nature. Second, I believe this wandering has served me well. Written in part as my biography, this book is essentially the story of how NASSCOM started as a small idea and over time snowballed into creating such wide-reaching impact over time. The book is about numerous mavericks that came together, added a multiplier effect to the idea, and made it larger than what any of us could have imagined when we started. To be honest, the idea of the book first struck me 3 years ago when my daughter-in-law, Natasha, asked me about why the Indian IT industry, or the NASSCOM, doesn't get the due respect for contributing to changing the fortunes of the country. While numerous fragmented attempts were made by various stakeholders to shine light on the contribution of NASSCOM and the member companies, I could not find a definitive history. So, we decided and partner up to write a book that we'd like to read ourselves. In writing this book, I took help of numerous insiders, well-wishers, and other mavericks that are closely connected to the ecosystem to highlight the contribution made by NASSCOM and the Indian IT industry and the Indian economy. When I look back at the last 35 years, I am reminded of what my friend and acclaimed poet, Sitanshu Yashaschandra, once told me. He said that we at NASSCOM are like Surajmukhi, the sunflower. The way the flower is guided by the movement of sun, we took energy from our vision of building for India. And when it gets dark outside, just like the disc florets of the flower retain the saffron color, we kept our heads high and continued to reach for the sky. I'm mindful that the medium of a printed book is restrictive, and thus some of the stories, including those about myself and my company, Onward Technologies, may appear incomplete to the ones that know me. Furthermore, numerous stories about NASSCOM and the Indian IT industry, too, had to be dropped. I hope you accept this deliberate act of omission. Finally, I know that I am no one to write history per se. I can only document what I saw when I was around. Most of the anecdotes in the book come from memory, augmented by the notes I've maintained over the years. I'm also aware that human memory tends to fade with time and some errors may have crept in. I thus have relied on public sources, internal memos, and numerous live interviews with colleagues and friends. My team and I have gone to great lengths to ensure that what I've written and incidents reported are factual as far as humanly possible. Wherever I was clouded with doubt, I have relied on my values and beliefs. We commissioned research with respected independent bodies and did a third-party fact-check to ensure veracity and accuracy. Should you still find a discrepancy, please do write to me, and I would be most eager to correct myself. My team and I are available.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?